Like you said, most of you know me. Maybe there's a few that do not, but I was born right here in Augusta, Georgia. And my home church when I was raised is Trinity Baptist. And the Awana leader stopped me in, and I don't remember this, but it was sure an encouragement. She said, Carrie Phillips. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I remember when you were a little girl, you stood and said you were going to be a missionary. And I said, well, amen. Isn't it wonderful, the Word of God, and how it stays with your heart? And no matter what's going on around us, I love the verse that y'all are learning, at my right hand. Look how far that is. He's always near. No matter where the right hand goes, maybe it doesn't say that literally, but in my mind, I'm going, hey, that verse is telling me he's near. If he's at my right hand, he's so close to me. And aren't you glad he's close to you? I'm so thankful for the Word of God because even a little girl, he put scriptures in the Awana Club and many clubs we had at Trinity, and they come around just when you need it. And I'm thankful that every decision, I was thinking about this last month in my devotions with him, every decision that I have had to make, he's always given me a verse. Because it ain't me. That's good Georgia talk, right? It ain't me, sorry. But I've loved it. Even the decisions where I've had to walk away and say no, I still have a verse to this day. I love it because there's no room for doubt. What rejoicing and what joy you have to say, this is how he used this verse in my life. One of the dearest verses is the verse that he led me to, Psalm 71, verse 18. If you read the beginning of that verse, you'll say, why is she saying the Lord used that? Because it says, when I'm old and gray-headed. But I say, I love that verse because when I'm old and have gray hair, it's still there. But at the end of that verse, it says, until I have shown thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. To everyone that is to come. We have a big job and he still wants us working. I'm thankful just this August 16th, I celebrated my 11th year on the field. I surrendered to the Lord back in 2002, and long journey. I won't bore you with all the back-in-the-day details, but the Lord has changed my yes and grown it tenfold, and I'm so thankful that the Word of God helped me say that yes. My parents always had us in church. Even my relatives, we just recently had a family reunion, and my aunts and uncles and mom and dad were sitting there, and they prayed for us kids that we would not only follow the Lord, but we would serve the Lord. And there at that family reunion, all of my family and all of my cousins are serving the Lord. And just at the family reunion, it is just an answer to prayer for my parents, my aunts and uncles, faithful to pray. So before I get into the field, I want to say thank you. 11 years of prayers from this church. 11 years or more of support from this church. You'll never know. Let me say that again. You'll never know on this side how God has used you. Well, I'm thankful that my address changed in 2010, but so did my heart. I know from 2008 when I saw Uganda, I knew before I got off the plane that that's where God had placed my life and prepared my life. Even killing snakes, all that was here in Georgia. He prepared not only from God's word, but the 11 years there, it's amazing how God prepared my life for such a time as this. For the first 6 years, I worked in the orphanage there, SOAP, Sorority Orphans Assistance Project, and didn't really go outside those walls. The orphanage has been there 20 years now, and I was a Christian school teacher right there behind the rock wall. And since then, in 2021, they're all Ugandan nationals who have been saved through our church, baptized, and discipled. Around 2017, we kind of worked our way out of a job. So all the nationals and even the church jobs and things like that, that you would need someone to serve, the nationals who have been faithful are doing those things. So I begin to pray again, Luke 1:79, to give light to those who sit in darkness. Now, At the time, I thought darkness as far as they didn't know the Lord. But as you can see on the video, God opened where I am teaching blind children the Bible and also how to play basketball. Yes, I wish I had the time to tell you, even 15 minutes before I went to the blind school, I had no clue what I was going to do. I had a verse that God had given me to teach Bible from, an object lesson. He changed that. Even as I was going in the driveway, he changed my Bible lesson. And 15 minutes before I went to the blind school, he gave me idea after idea after idea. You'll see on the video the blind kids dribbling a basketball inside of a plastic bag. You know, just ideas like that, that they could hear the plastic and they could follow the plastic. You would be blown away if I told you everything, and we'd probably be here longer. I had my hair up in a ponytail holder. I put it on my wrist, and then I put their arm over my hand and taught them how to dribble. But something beautiful started from the government school. I was scared to death to step out of what I've known, and what I was called to do was to minister to our orphans there. In 2002, when I left here, I was coaching at Curtis Baptist basketball. That is one of my loves. And when I surrendered, I thought I gave that up. And now a ministry just surrounded around one of my loves that he planted in me. And I had the opportunity to go to a deaf school, totally different. And I met Martha, one of the teachers there at the deaf school. She is a deaf pastor's wife there in Sorority. And she taught me sign language. And in return, after I knew sign language, I was able to disciple her with our 18-lesson biblical discipleship we have at the church. Didn't know this, but after I finished discipling her, she showed it to her husband, which is a deaf pastor. And they have 9 deaf church members now in Sorority. She taught that discipleship lesson to her husband. And then in return, he taught and discipled his church. It's mind-boggling, but I could talk on for hours, I believe.
Welcome to the Sorority Orphan Assistance Project, SOAP, a place where orphaned children in northern Uganda learn to experience the love of God. All of 44 orphans at SOAP have lost both parents to death, in most cases due to disease or violence. These children are usually brought to SOAP by relatives who need assistance in caring for them. After a thorough investigative process to verify the children are truly orphans, the newly accepted children come in January to stay at the SOAP property in Sorority to give them time to acclimate before the school year begins in February. They learn things such as how to stand properly in line, how to sit in a chair at a desk, how to hold a pencil, and how to use a latrine. Since they are from very poor families, most of the children arrive at SOAP wearing rags, and many are scared and unsure of what will happen to them. But after just a few days of experiencing the love and acceptance of the SOAP staff and the other children, the new orphans soon start to laugh and play and begin to feel a genuine sense of belonging. Orphans are often the most overlooked resource in Uganda, and SOAP is making a difference in this area by training these children to reach their extended families and many more with the gospel. During school holidays, the children spend time in their villages, which enables them to remain connected to their home areas and relatives. Many of the orphans have shared Bible stories and truths of Scripture during these times, resulting in several family members trusting Christ as Savior. Independent Baptist Church of Sorority provides spiritual teaching and training for these children, including a weekly visitation program, where the children help distribute gospel tracts and witness to people in the community. School chapel services and nightly family devotional times also help make Christianity real and practical to these precious children. 20 years ago, the local government in Soroti gave the first SOAP missionaries 18 acres of land. God sent the first sibling group of orphans in 2004 when their parents were killed by rebels, and the oldest boy was kidnapped and forced to become a child soldier. The miraculous story of his escape and reunion with his siblings will soon be published as a 5-part visualized story called Tears of Terror, Tears of Joy. Within a few months of the arrival of those first children, God had sent over a dozen more orphans, and Independent Baptist School was established in 2005. The children begin in the Primary 1 class and progress through 7 levels of primary school. Afterwards, they may continue their education in secondary school or go into training for a vocation or trade. SOAP continues to pay for their education or training through the Secondary 4 level, at which time individual SOAP missionaries or other donors may assist with needed funds. Several older orphans are now working or receiving additional training and education in the fields of nursing, teaching, agriculture, mechanics, electrical work, medical training, and Bible college. Because SOAP does not accept any type of government funding, all of the finances needed to provide for these children are given by individuals, groups, and churches like you who share God's special love for the fatherless children and a desire to practice pure religion. All donations to SOAP are used directly to provide for the needs of the orphans, since all of the SOAP missionaries have their own financial support. The average cost providing for the care of each orphan at SOAP is a little less than $5 per day or $150 per month. Since everything the children need is now available in Uganda, the money spent to send packages of physical items is actually better used to buy the items in Uganda. The completely new SOAP website, soapuganda.com, makes it easy for you to make tax-deductible donations to SOAP, to sign up to be a prayer partner for a specific orphan, or to receive the quarterly newsletter with information and photos of what God is doing at SOAP. Psalm 126, verse 3, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad."
John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying,
Yokana isulai kanyauni, ikokoron itomunare, kinerai iesu bobo, nama ejaike sikotema atiare.
I am the light of the world.
Arai ango aichanaka akwapin.
He that followeth me,
yeni katupuni ango,
shall not walk in darkness,
mamchut elosi kamuton,
but shall have the light of life.
Konye kejas kaichanaka aijar.
This light of Christ is shining in Soroti, Uganda. My name is Carrie Phillips, and I am a missionary serving in Soroti, Uganda. Soroti has been my home for 10 years. Uganda has over 42 million people and is the second most youthful country in the world. 48% of the population is under the age of 14. Many children who have no one to raise them survive by raising each other. 18 years ago, I surrendered my life to follow the Lord in missions. In 2010, God directed my life to SOAP, Soroti Orphan Assistance Project. Our team here at the orphanage includes Alan and Elena Sudfin, the directors, Phyllis Hall, Linda Green, Debbie Guyman, and I am privileged to serve with them. SOAP is a ministry of the Independent Baptist Church of Soroti. My highlight has been teaching in the children's ministry and training the faithful Ugandan national believers to become teachers in Sunday school and children's church. SOAP has a Christian school where I taught many classes. While working so closely with the orphans, I was able to witness their growth and struggles. It has been a joy to see our Ugandan teachers trained and discipled to take over the classes I once was teaching. In 2017, God used Luke 179 to open a door to start the Bible and basketball ministries in local government schools. What a wonderful opportunity to spread the light of the gospel with 8 local schools. 2 of these schools are very special to me. The light of Christ shines through the blind school into hearts of those trapped in physical darkness and brings them peace. The light of Christ also shines through the deaf school and opens their silent ears to God's love. Together with Martha, a deaf pastor's wife, we started the deaf ministry. While I teach Bible and basketball, Martha teaches the deaf students in 2 of our schools. We make a great team. She taught me Ugandan Sign Language, and in return, I signed to her our church's 18 discipleship lessons. These 18 lessons helped me learn more sign language and to see her burning desire of God's Word. In spite of COVID-19, the light of Christ is shining so brightly in Soroti. Ugandan believers are sharing that light with those our ministry team could not reach due to quarantine. Uganda was placed on a strict lockdown, causing all of our ministries to stop. Our trained nationals had access to places, villages, and people we did not. They were faithful to be active in all that they had learned for the gospel's sake. I began praying how we could continue to share God's light from inside our compound. God gave the idea to paint the plan of salvation on the outside of our compound walls. The spring well is at the end of our road, and many fetch water 3 times a day there. Now they can't help but to get a glimpse of the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I give God glory for how He is using His light to reach the people that sit in darkness.
There's a call come ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light.
To give light to them that sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
How will you share the light of Christ?